Hey, wonderful people, how you doing out there? Hope you're having a great weekend so far. So, I want to speak to you today about the New Age deception, fake spirituality, spiritual narcissism, spiritual bypassing, ignoring the negative, all this stuff which has nothing to do with true authenticity, true spirituality. We've been hoodwinked again, guys, because they created religions to divide and conquer. We know that part, but also to distort true spirituality. Now, what is happening is there is a spiritual awakening going on right now, and what they've done is they've tried to funnel it into this New Age deception. And we need to talk about this because people are attracted to this stuff like moths round a light, and it's dangerous. To me, I look at the New Age scene as one of the biggest dangers to human evolution, because, and it was created by dark Luciferians as the last honeypot before the gold mine, and it's full of cul-de-sacs to keep people off the track, off truth, off true authenticity and spirituality. Okay, and like I say, we need to talk about it. And for example, things like ignoring the negative, because you'll bring more of it in. I mean, that's got to be the one of the worst things I've ever heard. So you're telling me, right, you're walking down a street, someone tries to mug you down an alleyway, you want people just to walk past because it might draw in a mugging situation in their life? This is crazy. It doesn't even make sense. What you resist persists. And we're seeing that so clearly now in the collective reality that we live in, okay? So we have had hundreds, thousands of years maybe of wars, people getting richer, poor getting poorer, control, rights and freedoms being taken away. And look what's happening. Things are now so bad, it's even the most indoctrinated person can see that things are not right now. And that is because we as humans have allowed this to happen, okay? Yes, we've been under mind control, we've got lots of stuff and manipulations going on, but ultimately it's because we've been ignoring the negative. So this New Age scene is nothing more than cowardice. There's nothing spiritual in ignoring problems going on in our own lives and in the world, because it works on the individual basis as well. So you are not, I'm telling you now, you are not going to heal childhood wounds, abuse, alcoholic father, bullying, whatever your story is, and we've all got our own story, and hey, I'm not fully healed yet. But I'm saying, you are not going to heal those wounds by sitting there on a cliff face, omming to yourself. Okay, there might be some benefits to that, don't get me wrong. I mean, as I go through this New Age stuff, I'm seeing more and more layers of cul-de-sacs. People know I talk about the chakra deception. You can check more about that on my website. You know, that's something else we've fallen in love with and blindly don't question, you know. So, ignoring the negative, both in our own life and as a collective, how does that work? Okay, you ignore the negative, you're damn right going to draw more negative stuff in. That's how it works. It's cause and effect. This is the whole dynamics of this reality, you know, cause and effect. It's crazy. And if you look at anything negative, it lowers your vibration. I mean, that's one of the worst things I've ever heard. And it's so selfish as well, because if you're just sitting around, standing around, focusing on your own vote, and it's important to keep your vibration high, don't get me wrong. But if that's your only focus and you don't care about other people's vibration, people that may be getting bombed in faraway lands, or homeless people on the street, what about their vibrations? Oh, that's right, because your reality is the only thing that's going on. Your truth is the only truth. That's the other thing you hear. Absolute rubbish. absolute rubbish. Truth is objective. It's unwavering. That's solipsism. That's actually a satanic sin. To think that your truth is your only truth is actually a satanic sin. So you might say that, you know, by you ignoring poor people, it's not affecting the world. But the universe doesn't think that. The universe is thinking, no, you need to chip in as well. You need to get your hands dirty as well. And, you know, I'm sick and tired of bringing this up with these pseudo-spiritualists or New Agers that call you negative or... And it's all in a very passive-aggressive way as well. I mean, for example, at least with me, if I fall out with you, I call a spade, but it's all this passive-aggressiveness. You know, like they've reached a level that we all haven't reached yet. That's narcissism, guys. People that think they've got an elevated form of spirituality. I mean, yeah, we're all on different levels, but we need to be humble about where we are. This isn't a competition. We're all going into the same place. We're all heading the same direction. But there's like this elevation of ego, because they can do 10 more yoga poses than her, or 5 more meditation techniques as him. It's turned into narcissism. It's no better than all these Instagram girls taking selfies. And I see it on Instagram now. You know, people doing this on a rock. You know, 100,000 likes. What's that got to do with spirituality? That's look at me. And it's so, so dangerous. People are getting hoodwinked. They're falling into traps with the whole twin flame thing. How, you know, people are obsessing about finding their twin flame. And then what's happening is they're going off. They're not doing any internal work because they think there's a twin flame working out there. They're not doing the internal work that actually might help them attract a better partner, because we attract things in from our subconscious. They're running around going, oh, where's my twin flame? He's going to solve all my problems. Or she's going to solve all my problems. You know, we've got to get real, okay? We're being deceived. That's the whole reason why we're here, enslaved in this situation. We were deceived. When you look back in Atlantean times, deceived by false white light. That's what's happening again now. And we're not showing any discernment when it comes to this. And it's so clever how they've designed it all, because don't get me wrong, I can understand why people want to escape this reality. And people use different forms. Some people use alcohol, some people use psychedelics, weed. Spirituality, this fake version, is also another version of it. Because if you just wander around thinking you're a Pleiadian, you don't have to do anything here. You're a Pleiadian. It completely bypasses anything that you need to do. You're just here, you know. What else have I heard? Yeah, some people's blueprint just helps raise the vibration of the planet. The Galactic Federation of Light are going to come down and save us. This is absolute cowardice. The New Age, the pseudo-spiritual scene, is cowardice. Because it hasn't got the balls to look at the shadow side, both in the individual and of the collective. And like I say, don't get me wrong, I can see why people gravitate to it, because we're living in really tough times and people have had a lot of stuff go on in their lives, and I am not for one second demeaning anyone that is doing that. And I'm not saying that some of this stuff doesn't help, because it does, and I use some of it myself. But we need to get a grip on reality. And we need to see the energy of where this spiritually has come. To me, my version of spirituality, okay, is care. Caring about others, caring about the world, the animals, okay? Courage. When there's things that need changing, going, facing that head on to help. Understanding you're part of a collective organism rather than just a singular, and contributing is contribution to something positive that's going to change something. It doesn't even have to be anything big. go and give a homeless person £5 or $5. You know, do something. Don't just sit there focusing on your own vibration. Never getting angry. That's another one that winds me up. Anger, the emotion of anger, exists for a reason. If it didn't have a reason, it wouldn't exist. And yeah, dwelling in anger 24/7 is not good. But unless you have that initial reaction of anger, you're not ever going to make any changes. I look at my life. When I found out that I was working as a slave in a 9-to-5, and that the world was run by psychopaths, I was angry. And that anger drove me to the point where I was making changes. And I thought, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm angry about that. I don't want to do that. And we need to get angry. There's not enough people showing that passion, that care. So yeah, the initial emotion of anger is a good one. And New Agers hate to hear that, because it lowers the vibration. No, not getting angry and not doing anything about stuff that needs changing lowers the vibration, because it keeps on happening then. And there is so many distractions and cul-de-sacs in this scene. It's so many. And guys, I've just written a book about this as well. It's called New Age, The New Cage. I'll put a link in below or above, depending where you're watching this. But I just want to put that out there. And I want people to just really think about it. I'm not saying it's all bad. Use some of it, whatever works for you. But if you're completely bypassing negativity, your own shit, you know, you're under mind control. You're still under mind control. You have fallen into a new religion where you're not allowed to question anything, where your reality is your only reality. There's no objective truth. So, yeah, if you like this video, like and please subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Love to you all. Thanks for all your support. I'll see you later. Bye.